Je suis Yael Bergman et vous écoutez Kia Ora. So we are still today in the Fiordland National Park and I'm here today with Emma. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Kia Ora. So Emma, before I tell anyone about you, you will tell me, not me, but everybody, a little bit about yourself. What do you want to tell us?
I'm Emma. I'm from Germany, and I've just been cycling through New Zealand the past few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a crazy idea, or was it your dream since forever?
Yeah, it's kind of been my dream since forever. I started to save money when I was 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, I didn't really save much until I started working, but still.
And why New Zealand?
Why New Zealand is, yeah, first of all, there are no dangerous animals here. Mm-hmm. And I had this thought in my head that you could probably go camping here.
Yeah.
And then I watched The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, and I fell in love with the landscaping.
I can understand. And cycling, have you ever been cycling in your country, or is it something new as well?
No, I've kind of been cycling like my whole life. Like I did a few, like normally I'm just, it's how I get to work, how I get to shopping, how I get anywhere.
Yeah.
But I didn't do many big cycle tours, like only in Germany, like for a week.
Oh, it's still big. So, I mean, to me at least.
Yeah, for non-cyclists probably, but
yeah,
actually a week isn't really that long compared to what I do now. So that's the first really big trip.
Yeah, so you've been cycling for the last few months. So where did you start?
I started in the north in Pahia.
Yeah.
So I arrived in Auckland and then took the bus
up
to the very north. And then I've been finding my way down south to the very southern point.
So you've been already to the southern Bluff, exactly. Yeah. And
I arrived at Bluff at the 1st of January this year.
That's really symbolic.
Yeah. Kind of a nice date.
Actually, yes. Is it the southernmost point of New Zealand? Well, there is a Stewart Island,
actually.
But,
no.
It's nothing else after that.
No, I think Bluff isn't actually the most southern point. Somewhere
well, whatever.
Else.
It's really
yeah,
far.
But it's kind of like symbolic. Like it's almost the very
yeah.
South.
And what's the plan now? Are you planning to go up north again all the way? Or maybe not all the way?
Maybe not all the way, no. Mm-hmm. But now that I've been in Bluff, I'm kind of taking my time, deciding spontaneously where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the main plan is going up on the east coast of the South Island. And then depending on when I arrive in Wellington, I'm going to take the train up to Auckland.
Okay.
Maybe not all the way up to Auckland,
yeah.
So then I can cycle a little bit more. But definitely a huge part of the North Island.
So how has it been until now cycling New Zealand? Was it challenging? Was it beautiful? Was it hard? I don't know.
it's been hard,
yeah.
But it's also been really wonderful. Like New Zealand is so hilly.
Yeah.
Like, there are mountains. There are streets that go up and then down and up and down again. And it is exhausting, especially the first couple of weeks were really, really exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're kind of getting used to it. Mm-hmm. You know how to pace yourself, how to approach a mountain, how to like keep going. Like I eat lots of chocolate whenever I go up on a mountain. That helps.
Yeah, you need some sugar to keep the energy up, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have maybe one anecdote about something that was maybe harder than something else?
Ooh, I think the hardest part were actually the first couple of days because I wasn't used to it. And I was actually the first day I thought that I can do 60 kilometers like how I did back in Germany, which was like in Germany 60 kilometers is like not, it's still far, but it's manageable. And then I started cycling and I couldn't get, like I only got like 20 kilometers on the first day because I wasn't used to the hills and I was just completely exhausted.
Yeah.
But then it gradually improved.
Yeah, of course, your body just needs to
to
get your strength, I guess.
And then there were the big mountains.
Yeah.
Where, like, the Haas Pass was one of them.
Yeah.
Where it was like 1,300 meters of height. that was really, really hard.
Mm-hmm. But do you feel like after you did it, do you feel like really proud of yourself? Yes, yes. I did it.
Yes, especially when you're at the top.
Yes.
First of all, you have a beautiful view.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, it's going downhill after that.
Yeah.
And that's so nice. Mm-hmm. Normally, I just, after it's been really exhausting, I kind of like drive really fast on my way downhill,
yeah.
which you probably shouldn't do.
No, because maybe your muscles are tired. And...
yeah, but it's just like you want to go, you want to reach your campsite.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're like, I shouldn't hit my brakes, like only if it gets dangerous,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fast downhill.
Do you meet other cyclists on the way?
Yeah, I do. There are a lot of cyclists.
But like cyclists like you, like do long trips or maybe day cyclists?
Sometimes you meet people who only like take a day trip. Mm-hmm. It was actually kind of funny in the south of the North Island. I met the same guy like 3 times and he was like, always doing a day trip, and he was like, oh, you're here now, great. You did it. And I was like, yeah you came here by car. And he's like, yes. and then there are some who, like, there's the TA that goes all the way from the north
the Tiaroa
south. No, it's Tour Aotearoa for cyclists.
Oh, okay
basically the same kind of thing. One is for
but
hiking,
road,
yeah,
yes,
for cycling. Yeah. And you do meet a lot of cyclists.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, especially in the summer months, they're more than at the start, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I think especially with cyclists, there are a lot of different options that you can have. Like I met some who do like 150K a day, who like
Ooh.
Really like just
really
fast.
Really
fast.
Yeah.
And then there are some like me who like take it slow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what did I want to ask? Do you meet... I mean, how do you organize your day? Do you always sleep like here today, like backpackers, or do you sleep alone outside in a tent? How does it work for you?
Most of the time, like sometimes when I want to stay somewhere a little bit longer, I actually go to backpackers, like right now, because I wanted to take a rest day and I want to do a day hike tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I just booked the backpackers.
Yeah.
And other times when I'm on the road and I don't need to do washing or then I basically just look if there are dog campsites because they are kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I just sleep on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those few times when people come up to me and ask if I want to stay at their place.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
So you are sometimes invited to some people's houses.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Really fun.
It's a good way to meet locals, I guess.
Yes, it is.
So did you have any funny story about these encounters?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to tell us, maybe?
Yes. No, I want to tell. Like a few days ago, I was actually having lunch break and this guy came up and we were doing small talk and was like, "Ah, you have a place to stay?" I was like, "No." And he's like, "I have a deer farm. You want to come to my place?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Yeah, okay." And I went to the deer farm and this guy, he just told me that I could watch him to chop off the antlers of the deers. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Because I never even knew that people did that.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Yeah, and so this guy just showed me all around the farm and
That's
about
nice.
Farm life. And he invited me for dinner.
Wow.
And that was kind of a really, really nice experience.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
And do you maybe have already one best memory of this trip?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
That's really hard. There are a few things I like really beautiful things of New Zealand. Like I did the Tongariro crossing.
Yeah.
That was
by bike?
No, not
oh, okay.
by bike. You can't do it by bike.
No,
I
was
hiking.
Because I did it hiking.
Yeah,
with
yeah. That was kind of the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Mm.
And then there's some other places, especially on the South Island.
Yeah.
Like riding up here to Te Anau.
Yeah.
That was such a beautiful road.
Yeah.
And then there are these things that you just, you meet people that you've met before here in New Zealand. It's always so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also really nice. I met someone, Gabby, who's also from Germany like me, and I met her 3 times.
Oh, nice.
We just spent some days together.
That's so great.
So fun.
It's another way to travel, and I think it's really brave. I mean, first, physically, I think it's really hard. But I don't know from my point of view.
It is.
Because I'm not a cyclist. But I think also most of the time you're just by yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you cope with it, but it should be like, you must really be so confident.
Like, yeah, it's, yeah. I improved really much in my confidence and like self-value.
Yeah. You're never scared, for example, about, because you sleep alone most of the time.
Yeah, to be honest, I was at first, like at first, I kind of scared, like, okay, if maybe something will happen. But in this country, I feel really, really safe.
Yeah, it's a safe country. That's
like,
true.
I just, at the start, I just, whenever I like went shopping, I locked my bike twice and stuff. And now I'm just like, I leave my bike outside because I know no one's going to come and steal it.
No, it's true. You're right.
So the only thing I'm worried about is when I'm at places that I'm not sure if I'm allowed to camp. And so if there's a noise, I'm like, oh, shit, is someone going to come and like tell me to go somewhere else?
Never happened.
Never happened.
So let's wish you luck of luck with that. Yeah. So when are you planning to arrive to the North Island? Do you already know? You have a deadline?
I kind of have a self-inflicted deadline.
That's good.
Which is at the end of February.
Yeah.
I want to take the ferry somewhere. So I've got like 1.5 months to go back up.
Oh, great.
On the South Island, because my flight back home is in the mid-March.
That's
so
great.
I have to get that.
Yeah, well, at some point we have to go home, but
yeah, sadly.
No, it's great. Well, I wish you the best of luck in the trip, and I really hope you, I don't know, you accomplish everything you wish for.
Yeah, thank
I don't
you.
Know what it's going to be, either meeting people or seeing some places or physically doing crazy stuff with your bike.
Yeah.
But a lot of luck and safe travels, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
See you.
C'était Kiaora, le podcast du bout du monde qui vous fait découvrir la Nouvelle-Zélande. Rendez-vous très prochainement pour un nouvel épisode.